ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायण नम
रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद्भागवतम कैंटो 7 चैप्टर 7 व्हाट प्रहलाद लर्न्ड इन द उम्ब टेक्स्ट नंबर 49
सर्वसामपि भूतानां हरिरात्मेश्वरः प्रियः भूतेर्महद्भिः स्वकृतैः कृतानां जीवसंगितः
सर्वे सिंस द लिविंग एंटिटीज आर ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी प्रभुपाद ट्रांसलेशन द सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड हरि इज द सोल एंड द सुपर सोल ऑफ ऑल लिविंग एंटिटीज Every living entity is a manifestation of his energy in terms of the living soul and the material body. Therefore, the Lord is the most dear and he is the supreme controller. Purport. The supreme personality of Godhead is manifested by his different energies, the material energy, the spiritual energy and the marginal energy. He is the original source of all living entities in the material world, and he is situated in everyone's heart as the super soul. Although the living entity is the cause of his various types of bodies, the body is given by material nature according to the order of the Lord. Ishvara sarva bhutanam hridayesha arjuna tishtati brahmayan sarva bhutani yantra rodhani mayaya. The supreme Lord is situated in everyone's heart, O Arjuna, and is directing the wanderings of all living entities who are seated as in a machine made of material energy. The body is just like a machine, a car, in which the living entity is given a chance to sit and move according to his desire. The Lord is the original cause of the material body and the soul, which is expanded by his marginal energy. The Supreme Lord is the dearmost object of all living entities. Prahlad Maharaj therefore advised his class friends, the sons of the demons, to take shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead again. Om Agyan Hare Krishna. So I was reading this particular chapter till this verse, what was there before. And this is the chapter in which actually Prahlad Maharaj explaining to the demoniac friends, sons of demons who are actually his friends at that time, and explaining how he got this knowledge, because they were all born and brought up in the same community, they went to the same school, they had the same teachers. But how come Prahlad Maharaj knew something more than what they knew? So they asked, how did you know all these things? And Prahlad Maharaj says how he learnt it in this chapter. And the chapter entitled, What Prahlad Learned in the Umb. So, and Prahlad Maharaj actually tells the narrates the whole story, how it happened. How Hiranyakashipu went to perform austerity to take revenge of his assassination of his brother or his, Varahadev he killed, Hiranyaksha. So he went for the austerities. And in the meantime, all the demigods attacked demoniac community, taking the opportunity. And it is explained, Prahlad Maharaj is telling, that when they attacked with so much vigor that all the demons flee, they fled the whole place. They fled their house, their wives, their children, their animals, everyone they left. And he was telling how demons, when it comes to their own life, they can give up their own family and everything, just flee from the place. And he said, my mother, Kayadu, who was like helpless, she's the queen, but she was even not protected. So Indra and all demigods carried her to the heavenly planets. They are carrying her all the way. And in the midway, Narada Muni stops them. He says, she is a unprotected lady. It is not proper. She is sinless. It is not proper for you to. She is a chaste lady. She was chaste to Hiranyakashipu. Therefore, you should not take her. You should leave her. Then they said, we are not interested in this lady, in this woman. But in her womb is this seed which is sowed by Hiranyakashipu, and that child will be a future demon. So before, therefore we are taking her. So when the child is born, we'll kill him. Then immediately Nadamuni says, no, no, this child is actually a great Vaishnava. So therefore don't even think to kill him. And as soon as he said, immediately Indra was respectful. They performed parikrama around this lady, Kayadu, mother of Prahlad Maharaj. Because Prahlad Maharaj was in the womb, therefore they performed that parikrama and they left. And he was brought by Narada Muni to the ashram. And because he was always transcendentally situated, always compassionate, therefore he spoke this knowledge to the mother as well as the child in the womb. Because he knew this child is actually ready to hear everything. And it is said that if we read this, whatever knowledge he is speaking, they are not nothing but Bhagavad Gita. If you combine translation of Gita verses and Prabhupada purports, is what Narada Muni exactly speaking in translations of this chapter. Sometimes we think Krishna is saying like this, why Prabhupada is speaking devotional service all the time. Here we will see Narada Muni is actually giving Gita's knowledge plus superiority of devotional service in all respect. He is explaining practically all verses. In few verses, he covers whole Gita, speaking from the Atma, Super Soul, Personality of Godhead and Bhakti, everything in this particular chapter. Very nicely explained on so many things. And sometime we think that why this same knowledge is spoke again and again. But actually if we see, wherever the knowledge is spoken by bona fide authority or the Lord himself, it is always the same knowledge. Like Krishna, he says in Gita, sa ebayam maya tedya yoga prakta puratana. The old, same old knowledge I am speaking to you again. It's nothing new. And Kapila Dev also, while teaching to Devahuti, Mother Devahuti, he is also saying the same thing. This is the same old yoga system I am speaking to you again. Nothing new. And in the purport, Prabhupada writes, he writes that sometimes it is claimed that someone has become an incarnation of God and is expounding a new theological aspect of absolute truth. This cannot be allowed. And we know there are actually, I don't know whether anybody of you have come across such people. In Orissa, Bengal especially, there are many people who claim themselves to be God, at least their followers claim, even if he doesn't. And they say his incarnation, and we'll worship him only, and we'll read his philosophy only, and they perform the same thing as devotees do. Morning, wake up very early, chant some prayers, no onion, garlic, no prasad also. That is an unfortunate situation. And very sattvic life, but follow the teachings of this particular bogus guru or whatever, God. And if you tell, if you think, if you say his incarnation, then why don't you also come to Krishna's temple, Lord Ram's temple, or Baraha temple, Narsingha temple? They would say, no, no, we are like Ekagra Chita, Vyavasayatma Buddhi. We don't want to go to anybody else. We are just fixed on this particular person. But anybody who is a devotee, as soon as you see God in any form, whether it is a tortoise form, or fish form, or Baraha, Narsingha, all these forms, immediately devotee pays obeisance, recognizes, pays obeisances. And all these incarnations, they always teach Vedic knowledge. They don't teach anything new. Yoga Prakta Puratana. Same thing. So therefore, externally one may be appearing very like devotee-like, and externally one may appear to be very devotional and spiritual. But in the heart of heart, there is a cheating propensity. They don't want God actually. I don't know why they do such kind of things, but they do it. But for people who are really genuinely interested in knowledge, they will always see that it is the same knowledge spoken again. So Narada Muni is speaking, you will see there is nothing different from what Krishna says in Gita and what is written here. Everything, same as it is, with Prabhupada's purport combined into it. So Prabhupada says, when we have a super excellent process already present in Vedic scriptures, there is no need to concoct a new system to mislead the innocent public. And Prabhupada says, but here we find that although Kapila Muni is the Lord himself and is capable of manufacturing a new doctrine for his mother, Kapila Muni is God himself, he could speak a new philosophy just like that. What is the difficulty for him? If Keshav Kashmiri can compose 100 verses in few minutes, then for the Lord to compose a new system of philosophy, it is like nothing for him. But Kapila Muni speaks the same philosophy, same yoga system. He says, he is capable of manufacturing a new doctrine, Prabhupada says, for his mother. He nevertheless says, I shall just explain the ancient system which I once explained to the great sages, because they are also anxious to hear about it. The true devotees, genuinely interested in knowledge, they are always anxious to hear what was already told. They are not anxious to hear something new, because truth cannot be changed. It is always truth. Knowledge is always knowledge. Therefore, anybody who is eager for knowledge, he is ready to accept, because he already accepted. And many people have been perfected their lives in this way. So we see, Prahlad Maharaj is telling that this knowledge was spoken very kindly by Narada Muni to both of us. But then what happens? He says in the next verse, when the great leaders of the demon, because of the long duration of time that has passed after this knowledge was been taught to both of them, both mother and son in the womb, they got the knowledge. And because of the long duration of time that has passed, and because of her being a woman and therefore less intelligent, my mother has forgotten all those instructions. But the great says Narada blessed me, and therefore I could not forget them. And Prabhupada writes in the purport that there are four types of unfortunate in this sense, less capable to understand spiritual knowledge. And they are written in the Gita, those who are born of Papa Yoni, or those who are not in the Varnashram system, they are not even Sudras. Then he says, because of Oman, Sudras and Vaishyas, they are less qualified to understand this Vedic knowledge. Therefore we see some pastime was there when Lord Ramchandra actually he killed a Sudra who was trying to read Vedic scriptures. And sometimes people ask, why is it so? If somebody is willing to read something, let him read. What is the difficulty? But actually it is not allowed, because why all this particular class of people are kind of low qualified? Why they are lowly situated in this spiritual ladder? Because all these particular personalities are very much bodily concept of life, very much conscious of bodily comfort and bodily pleasure. And we know these ladies, they can sit in front of mirror and for long hours they can just sit there. And they ask this question, mirror, who is the beautiful in the street, in the city or in the town and universe? And the mirror keeps speaking to them also. This goes on. Similarly, Sudras, we see there also bodily concept life very strong. Vaishyas, they do business but very much comfortable about what they eat, what they wear. I was in Baroda recently and somebody was telling me, in Baroda, people are Gujaratis, especially their business community, they are very much particular about eating and dressing, the way they dress. Therefore, many shops are there just selling food and selling clothes, and they're making good money also. I'm not speaking against, I'm just trying to explain. When one is bodily concept of life, suppose somebody is strongly in bodily concept of right, and he reads Mahabharata, say for example, which is Vedic literature. And then from that, he will take all those part which is very much attractive in terms of bodily concept of life. And when he speaks Mahabharata, he will speak very those thing and thus misleading the public. Instead of coming to Krishna, which is Gita in the Mahabharata, Krishna is in the center role. They will speak about all those pastimes where all the sense gratification activities are there, and thus again mislead the public. So unless one is qualified, you should not try to, Krishna says in Gita, just do your duty, whatever position you have. And don't try to do somebody else's service for which one is not qualified. Therefore, this particular incident happened, Lord Ramchandra actually killed. But that does not mean one who is born in Sudra family or one who is born as a woman is neglected or rejected. Because we see in the same Vedic literature, one particular boy, he approaches Gautam Muni trying to enter his school. He was interested in studying in his school because it was very famous that time. He said, "I want to enter your school." He said, "What is your name? Who is your father?" He said, "I don't know." "Then go ask your mother." Then he goes back and again comes back, says, "My mother doesn't know who is my father because she is a prostitute." And because he spoke the truth, because he is simple at heart, he immediately understood this boy has Brahminical nature. And he allowed him. Because Prabhupada writes somewhere, simplicity means even one is ready to speak the truth to his enemy. That is simplicity. No duplicity in the heart. So this boy spoke and immediately said, "Okay, you enter my school. You are qualified to learn." So Bharat doesn't decide. The qualities, guna karma, that decides. And in this incident, Prahlad Maharaj's mother was more concerned, Prabhupada writes in the purport, she was more concerned with protecting the child in the womb and was very anxious to see her husband return. These two things were always in her mind, my son and my husband. Therefore, although Narada Muni is speaking this eternal truth to her, it was not penetrating her heart. She was serving nicely, Narada Muni. She was doing everything. Similarly, in this particular day and age, actually it is said, Kalo Sudra Sambhava. Everybody is like very rare, pure devotees are there. But normally, people are in bodily concept of life, Sudras basically. Somebody may be studying and hearing and rendering service, but in the back of the mind, all the attractive things are there. Job or prospects or family stability and so many things, finance. And if those priorities preoccupy our mind, then this knowledge, Prahlad Maharaj is explaining, will not penetrate. But Prahlad Maharaj was different. Although he was also son of a demon. He is actually son of a demon. Demons means not even, Sudra, I mean, they are outside the Varnashram system. But he was accepting. He liked Narada Muni's association. He was very much attached to those teachings and he was very anxiously hearing everything. Devotees are anxious to hear the same knowledge, Prabhupada says. And because he was hearing, and Narada Muni could understand that this boy is inclined, he is hearing, he wants to know. Therefore, he says, "Narada Muni blessed me." See, Narada Muni's mercy was for both of them, mother and child. But the child received the extra blessing. Why? Because he was anxious to hear and attracted the spiritual master's attention and extra mercy, blessing. And he says, "Because he blessed me, therefore I could not forget them." Now he went back to demonic society, surrounded by demons, demonic children, school, food, everything was demoniac. But he never forgot the instructions of Narada Muni because that blessing was there. And we know, Srila Prabhupada's pastimes are there, that Prabhupada once, people are telling, complaining Prabhupada that we go and distribute books. And sometimes people tell, "You just come and give books and sometimes go and do kirtan and go back to your temple. And we don't know what's happening there." Normal people have always this doubting mentality. They keep asking, "How do you get all this money? How do you build these big temples?" All these questions they ask. They feel kind of, they don't enter the temple just like that, you know, out of their own causelessly. Very rarely they do it. Indians, because they're natural to go to temple, they come sometime. They have all these doubts. So Prabhupada says, "No, actually everyone is welcome. Everyone can come and stay with me," Prabhupada said. "Anyone can come and stay with me. He can live with me for 3 days and he'll be like me," Prabhupada says. "Just stay 3 days with me." That meant Prabhupada offered that thing to anyone. But that is the power of association, actually. And we know in Narada Muni's own life, this Chaturmas was going on like now, those days. And these Bhaktivedantists, they were there in his house for some time or somewhere. They were serving, his mother and himself serving. And he said Narada Muni was very much attached to these devotees. And he could not leave them any time. All the 4 months he was constantly with them. Not attracted to games or TV programs or whatever. TV programs are not there. Whatever form of entertainment, he was not attracted. He was constantly with them because that was his entertainment. Being with them, serve them, and hear them, listen to them, carry out their orders, instructions. He was very happy. Similarly, Nityan Prabhu was telling the other day, Gopal Bhatt Goswami, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was there in these 4 months, same time, renaissance. And Gopal Bhatt Goswami was completely attached to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Completely attached. Always with him. And because of that, because somebody is attached, serving so positively, positive disposition, therefore, the saints, they blessed Narada Muni, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also. He blessed Gopal Bhatt Goswami. And they leave after 4 months, all these two personalities, but the person who received their mercy, he carried that mercy forever. It's like eternal benefit. Narada Muni perfected, Gopal Bhatt Goswami also came to Vrindavan, and all these things happened. So we see, when the blessing is received after pleasing them by great devotees, then there is no hope or scope of fall down. Otherwise, one may practice this yoga and everything for so many thousands of years, but without blessings of Guru or Krishna, fall down maybe any time. And Srila Prabhupada once, Shyamananda Prabhu was telling me this first time, Prabhupada was seeing a dream or something like that. In the dream, he was talking to the previous acharyas. And all the acharyas were asking him, what is happening? How the preaching going on in the whole world? He was asking like that. And Prabhupada said, oh, such things are happening. He was giving a full report. Then said, what about your disciples? How are they doing? Are they qualified? Will they be able to do the things? Something like that they are asking. And Prabhupada said, actually they are not qualified. None of them have any qualification. But they are all very much attached to me, Prabhupada said. They are completely attached to me. And all the acharyas, they smiled. They said, that is sufficient. That is sufficient. They can come back to, they will go back to Godhead. That assurance they gave. So this association of pure devotees is so important and powerful that even a person, whether born as a Sudra or woman, whatever, if he gets this association and takes it seriously, like Narada Muni, Prahlad Maharaj, all these persons, they did it. Even Kunti Maharani, one lady, she was attached to Krishna, despite her all other attachments, but she was prominently, primarily attached to Krishna. And all these personalities, when a soul, living entity, come across them and get attached to them, then their life will be successful. And for this attachment, what Prahlad Maharaj says required is faith. He says, my dear friends, next verse he says, my dear friends, if you can place your faith in my words, simply by the faith that you can also understand transcendental knowledge, just like me. Although you are small children, similarly, a woman can also understand transcendental knowledge and know what is spirit and what is matter. So he's including. In first previous verse, he says his mother didn't took it seriously. But even if it is a woman or Shudra, whatever, or a demon like you, he was telling to all of your friends. Sorry. Misquote. Sorry, excuse me. I don't mean it. I don't speak any jokes, so Krishna made me speak something. Anyway. So, he says, my dear friends, if you can place your faith in my words, simply by that faith, you can also understand transcendental knowledge, just like me, although you are small children. Similarly, a woman can also understand transcendental knowledge and know what is spirit and what is matter. So, it is the faith that has to be there. It is explained in the scriptures that Rupa Goswami says that faith is what the quality of faith or quantity of faith a person has decides in what position he is in his devotional service. Kanishta, Madhyam and Uttam. Three categories are there. Kanishta means, he says, faith is pliable. This can be molded or changed. Today this guru, tomorrow that guru, like that. And sometime we think that we are in devotional life for so long, we are wearing so many costumes now, devotional costumes, shaven head and so many things, and we think our faith is quite strong now. But faith is always tested. Faith means, it is said that Krishna is my only protector. What is that verse? Krishna e viswas, what is that? Rakshasasi Krishna iti viswasa, like that. Krishna is my only protector. And this, I have this faith. Prabhupada says, this is faith basically. And sometimes we think that if we have this belief that something else will protect me, or something else other than Krishna can give me pleasures, just like we look for so many sense gratified objects thinking that this is my source of pleasure. But actually Krishna is the source of all pleasure. Krishna can give me all pleasure. Is this faith? Krishna can give me all protection. Sometimes we try to protect our prestige, try to protect our fear of criticism, we try to do something to protect ourselves. That is also lack of faith in one way. So our faith can be broken in so many ways, and tests are there. Actually, I'll just quote one of these pastime of Jesus Christ. And is one of his prominent followers was Saint Peter. And it happened so that they were proceeding towards Jerusalem, because that was the place where he was supposed to go and preach. And on the way, before they entered Jerusalem, they were having a discussion. And suddenly Jesus Christ says, they are hoping great preaching at Jerusalem, all of them. They are very excited. They are going to Jerusalem. And they are expressing their excitement. Suddenly Jesus Christ says, no, this is not what going to happen. What will happen? They will actually blaspheme me and they will kill me. He says like that. And everybody is kind of shocked. And then things, little time passes by, everybody goes to sleep. But it was Saint Peter who was not able to sleep. He was hurt to know that his master is going to be killed. So he came to Jesus Christ and told, is it okay if I tell you, since you are going to be killed, don't go to Jerusalem? Is it okay? And Jesus Christ was very angry at him. He turned a very angry face. You know, sometimes the spiritual master shows a very different kind of demeanor. And Yugal Kishore was telling me, he was supposed to go to America. Radhanath Swami was told him to go to America. And he delayed it for Vyas Puja celebrations. And he asked him, I told you to go, we are still here? Then he said, no, no, some devotees told me Vyas Puja is here, so I should stay. And as soon as he said like that, Maharaj looked at him in such a stern face. He said, if that second any flight was available, I would have boarded and went back to America. That was my situation. Similarly, Jesus looked at him in a very stern way and he said, the devil is speaking through you. Because he knew it was Lord's desire to go and preach in Jerusalem. Therefore, he was executing. It was not his desire. That's devotional service. And somebody is telling, don't go. He says, devil is speaking. It's not you or any devotee speaking. Devil is speaking. And they go. And these things happen. And the last night before Jesus was about to be captured by these political leaders, and they are having this, what is called, last supper. And they are drinking some juices and taking some bread kind of feast. And Jesus was revealing that tonight one of you is going to betray me. And nobody could believe that how that the seven saintly person who are associated with Jesus Christ and very much attached to him, none of them could believe. Of course, the one who was about to ditch, he he didn't know that what Jesus said at that time. It was spoken in such a way. And some devotees are coming and asking Jesus Christ, is it me? Is it me? Because they thought, they are all weak in their heart to some extent. So they thought, maybe I will be the one who will do it. Thinking like that, they were asking like that. And Saint Peter said, no, I can never do it. He told Jesus Christ. Jesus said, when he said that I cannot do such a thing, Jesus said, tomorrow, before the sun rise and before the cock crows 3 times, you are going to deny me 3 times. He tells to Saint Peter, who actually loves him like anything. As the night passes by, one of them actually ditches. He didn't know what he was doing exactly. He was carried away by other people, other authorities, misled. And Jesus was caught by these people. He was taken away. All these followers are like helpless. They're running here and there. They ran behind him to some extent. And then there was a big crowd. And this crowd was also anti-preached. Just like people have wrong ideas about ISKCON, Hare Krishna Puri. People, they still think these are CIA agents. One of my uncle told that they are CIA people. Why join there? Why didn't you join some other, organization? He's telling me like that. Still, people have these ideas, and it's very easy to, anti-preach. And suddenly, the whole of Jerusalem was actually against Jesus and his followers at that time. And these followers came out of their hidings, ran behind Jesus, and suddenly they found themselves in a big crowd who are actually very much antagonistic about this whole preaching movement of Jesus Christ. And suddenly they understood that they are in a danger situation. They started running here and there. And Saint Peter was also going away. Suddenly a mass of people caught him. He is the person who is the follower of Jesus. We should catch him, we should beat him, like that. They were like surrounded him completely. And at that time, just to protect him, he said, I don't know any Jesus or what. What are you speaking? I don't know anything. Like that he said 3 times, I don't know Jesus. And as soon as I said 3 times, the cock crowed 3 times. And as soon as the cock crowed, he immediately understood he did a mistake. But by that time he already did it. And the people left and went, but he was in a pool of lamentation, completely crying, that actually I could not trust Jesus. That Jesus will protect me under any circumstance. This faith, that spur of moment, he did it. Of course, these are great personalities, and they are put in such a situation to give us a lesson. But anyway, he did that mistake, and because he lamented, and because he sought forgiveness again and again, therefore, even today he is worshipped in the whole world. But then, to just give an example, in our own parampara, we see Srila Haridas Thakur, who was told not to chant Hare Krishna. He was threatened to be killed, and he was actually beaten very brutally. Many, many marketplaces, 21 marketplaces in public, beaten brutally. But he never stopped chanting Hare Krishna. That faith he had. Similarly, Jesus also, he was beaten very badly, and he never gave up his Lord, his Father. So there are many examples in the Shastras where we see the Lord actually puts devotee in a different trying circumstances, where even advanced devotee sometimes fail to put his faith. So what to speak of neophytes? And one more example I like to give is that of Jatayu. He was fighting his best to save Sita Devi, and in the process his wings were caught by Ravana. He fell down and he was in a pool of blood. In the meantime, Lord Ram was searching for Jatayu in the forest, in a very deep separation. He's asking the trees, the creepers, to the mountains. He was asking everyone, where is Sita? And suddenly he discovers Jatayu. And the first thought that crosses his mind is, this is the vulture who eaten up Sita. This is what he thinks. This is what Ramana describes. And in that, because of that thought, he was preparing to kill Jatayu actually. And anybody who comes to kill you, immediately you can understand he's coming to kill me. Jatayu also understood it. But Jatayu is such a faithful devotee, although for whom he was laying down his life already, that very person is trying to kill him, but he is trying to help him, telling, no, I'll tell you where Sita is. That is Jatayu. Although he was attacked by the very person whom he trying to help, he did not stop his process of helping him. He said, please stop, don't kill me, because I know where is Sita, I'll tell you before I die. Anyway, I'm going to die. So this is the faith, that even the Lord attacks, the devotee does not leave him, in one sense. So therefore, devotees who are very exemplary, pure devotee, eternal associates, through them the Lord shows, my devotee means this is what it is, so high quality. And therefore, to think, first of all, that we are advanced in all this thing, we can take the example of this Saint Peter, who are actually advanced, but certain circumstances he also failed to express his faith. He relied on something else. So Krishna can let us fail sometime, he can let us down sometime, but still one should go on serving the Lord and the devotees. So this is how Prahlada Maharaj is telling, asking the devotees, please kindly put the faith in the word completely, then you or any person, for anything else, like I was telling about the Sudra studying Vedas, for studying Veda, yes, one needs qualification, Brahminical qualification, otherwise studying Veda is not good. Just like this nuclear technology is there with American government or some advanced country, they don't give it to the Middle East, the Muslim countries, because they may put back the bomb in New York. Misuse, basically. They'll misuse it. Similarly, when this knowledge, Vedic knowledge, is given to a person who is not qualified, he'll misuse it. But to practice devotional service, no qualification is required. That is what it is. No qualification, whoever it may be. One has to simply will to practice the instructions given by pure devotees. Follow the rule regulations willingly, with an attachment, with a favorable disposition of mind, and then things will be perfect. One can go back to Godhead. Whether he is a Brahmana or not, whether he is a Sudra or not, whatever. Nowadays, of course, the Sudras, being Sudra is a big, big glory. Being passionate and being a sex monger, whatever, is a big glory. And the Brahmanas who simply worship deities in temple, they are not very high value in society nowadays because of ignorance. But doesn't matter, whoever he may be, if he is willing to act on the instructions of spiritual master and the Supreme Lord with a positive disposition mind, with attachment, then such person can go back to Godhead. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki. Sorry, I'm speaking beyond my realization. I mean, I'm not practice anything, just speaking. So by your blessings, it will be possible. Hari Bol. Gaur Bhaktivrinda ki jai.